Trump defender Scott Jennings argues U.S. should bomb key Iranian nuclear site. By Joel B. Polak on June 15, 2025. Scott Jennings, one of the most effective defenders of President Donald Trump on cable news, wrote from Jerusalem, Israel, on Sunday that the U.S. should bomb Iran's nuclear facilities at Fordo, or Fordo. Jennings, whose battles with fellow panelists on CNN often go viral on social media, has been in Israel since before the start of the war on Friday, often filming Iranian missile attacks and providing commentary. He argued Sunday that the U.S. should join Israel in attacking Iran's nuclear sites, specifically Fordo, which is buried deep within a mountain and therefore would require bunker-busting bombs to attack. Israel does not have such weapons, nor does it have the bombers that could deliver them to the target. If Trump joined in the attack, Jennings argued, he would deserve the Nobel Peace Prize for ending a threat to all of humanity. His full statement follows. My thoughts from Jerusalem, Israel is on the brink of remaking the Middle East and ending the biggest sponsor of radical Islamic terrorism in the world. Trump's strategic part in this move was brilliant. Trump has stated, correctly, that there can be no peace if Iran obtains a nuclear weapon. This is a tenet of America First foreign policy. The Iranian terror regime has never been weaker, thank you, Israel. The chance to end them as a destabilizing force cannot be missed. In my opinion, Trump would be justified in taking out the Fordo nuclear enrichment facility. It would be a righteous decision. And if he does it, no question in my mind that he would deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. This is a once-in-a-generation chance to make the world safer and defend Western civilization. Bomb Fordo. Destroy the Iranian octopus. Restore deterrence. Win the Nobel. Hashtag America, first. My thoughts from Jerusalem, Israel is on the brink of remaking the Middle East and ending the biggest sponsor of radical Islamic terrorism in the world. Trump's strategic part in this move was brilliant. Trump has stated, correctly, that there can be no peace if Iran obtains a Scott Jennings, at Scott Jenningski, June 15, 2025. Trump himself has expressed a preference that the war should end. But he also warned Iran that Israel could attack if the regime did not reach a deal within a 60-day time window, which expired, and he also said on Saturday that you can't have peace if Iran has a nuclear weapon, in answer to anti-war critics on the right. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, the most dramatic first 100 days in presidential history, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.